The new borough would encompass 4,347 square miles of land and water, roughly 100 times the size of the existing city of Petersburg. It would include Mitkov and Wolwodsky Islands, a good portion of Kubernov Island, and the mainland from Laconi Bay up to Tracy Arm. The new borough would collect a 4 mil property tax, along with a 6% sales tax and 4% bed tax on the entire area. And as proposed, the new borough would have only one service area on startup. In that service area, residents would pay a higher property tax rate of the existing city, and residents would also enjoy the same city services now provided by the city of Petersburg. The city's borough committee chair, Ryan McFarland, talked about the one service area outlined in the borough petition.
The current boundaries of the city of Petersburg, essentially the northern portion of Mitkov Island, is service area one. That's the only service area is defined, and that service area would be subject to the current laws, rules, and taxation that we have right now, the 10.25 mil property tax and leash laws and those types of things. Everything outside of that would be subject to 4 mil property tax rate and would not, for instance, be subject to leash laws.
Residents of other parts of the borough could vote to form other service areas and would have to vote to raise taxes in those areas to help pay for extension of the new services. The city of Kuprinov would remain an incorporated city within the Petersburg borough. The city of Petersburg would dissolve and become the borough instead. Attorney Jim Brennan helped the committee field questions and defended budget figures in the borough petition. He said the new borough would see a $600,000 organizational grant in the first 3 years of starting up, and would receive an increase in state municipal revenue sharing of $288,000 a year. Brennan said this money could help the new borough government weather the potential loss of Secure Rural Schools funding. That's a federal payment that goes primarily to schools, and it's formerly known as timber receipts, and it may not be renewed after 2012.
The disappearance of national forest receipts, if it happens, is going to be bad news for the city of Petersburg, and for the Petersburg borough, and for the city of Wrangell, and for the city of Juneau, for everybody in Southeast Alaska. But if you compare the two side by side, city versus borough, the borough would fare better financially in that situation under this analysis than with the city, even though you're correct, it shows a taper down.
Meanwhile, Mitkov Island resident Jerry Merrigan pointed out that the property tax rate for people outside of the service area could be raised by a charter change or a public vote. It also could be raised by an ordinance change passed by the new borough assembly. Merrigan challenged the borough petition's budgeted numbers.
I think this borough petition is a lot better improvement on a lot of the other work, but the numbers are kind of goofy. And I know it's the people's job to present a rosy picture, but I think it's rosy to the point of being misleading.
Merrigan thought the new borough would have to raise the property tax rate to cover its expenses. And he pointed to the city of Petersburg annexing Frederick Point and charging the full tax rate, also seeking the full rate in a prior annexation effort for other portions of Mitkov Island. He questioned the honesty of the borough petition.
You may choose to operate in the red, to form a borough, to get the land control issues you want, but to portray it as a positive revenue source when it's probably not going to be, I think, is misleading. You know, if you want that control of land use, it may cost you. But just present it for what it is and not try to paint it up for something that it isn't. And then to me, when I'm wavering and I hear those kind of statements, I just pull back and say, it's the same old again. We're going to end up at 12 mils just like the annexation petition.
Another point of contention was over the city's radio announcement making the case for a borough because of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's award of a permit to Angoon for a hydropower plant at Ruth Lake in Thomas Bay. Here's an exchange between Merrigan and McFarland over that federal permit.
So how is it that the borough formation of Sing influenced the FERC permit directly if it was a random drawing?
Do you think that if Petersburg currently filed for a FERC permit within the existing city and borough of Juneau, do you think that we would get it even if there were no other competing bids for it or competing applications for it?
I think the FERC process is flawed, just as you do. But nonetheless, their process was random.
The Federal Commission has said it does not factor in how close a municipality is to a proposed project in deciding to award a permit. The city is suing the Federal Commission over the random drawing for the hydro permit for Ruth Lake. Potential development in the proposed borough could be a source of revenue, however, for a new borough government, and City Clerk Kathy O'Rear thought the city should make that argument.
There's potential for a lot of private development outside of the city limits that would bring in a lot of income for a borough if we were a borough. And I don't know if we've really looked at that real hard and heavy. The electrical development...
Mining.
And Petersburg City Councilor Sue Flint said opponents of the borough were making too much of the property tax that a new borough would charge. Flint pointed to the taxes she pays on a piece of land at Frederick Point.
And it was assessed initially at $8,000. And then, Jerry, when they said it had to be full value, it went all the way to $10,000. So I've been paying $102 a year for my 4 acres within the city of Petersburg, 2 miles from downtown Main Street. So I just feel like there's a lot of paranoia about property tax. And that's at the full 10 mills, not 4.
The borough committee may hold additional question and answer sessions and plans to start a more concerted push for petition signatures this fall. The audio of the full question and answer session, along with an earlier session from this month, is available online on the city's website. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.